An Office of National Statistics survey has found that half of adults in the UK intend to meet up with at least one other household over Christmas. So where could that leave case numbers in the new year? Dr. Kit Yates is a senior lecturer in mathematical biology at the University of Bath and the author of The Maths of Life and Death. He's also a member of the Independent Sage group of scientists and joins us now. Good evening.
Good evening, James.
So, if half of Britons are visiting other households over Christmas, as this ONS survey suggests, what might happen to infection rates?
So, there's been quite a bit of research and modelling done on this. Firstly, we know that research suggests that COVID spreads most easily in stuffy rooms where people gather for long periods of time, and I don't know about your family Christmases, but that sounds a lot like mine. Modellers in Bristol have suggested that if all the households in the UK paired up with one another, just with one other household, that is, then that could increase the reproduction number R to between 1.9 and 2.4, so significant increases. If only half the households do that, then this could still raise R by about 30%. Similarly, if all households formed a bubble with two other households, then R could rocket to somewhere between 2.8 and 3.5. So it could cause a huge increase in cases over this relatively short five-day period.
Yeah, and what are we looking at then in potential daily case numbers and deaths?
Well, it's not inconceivable that if everyone met up with two families for the full five-day period, that over this 5 days you could have a doubling in the number of cases, and that consequently leads to more hospitalizations and then deaths. The other thing to think about as well is that actually over Christmas gatherings are likely to be multi-generational, so this means it's quite possible for changes in the age distribution of who's getting the disease to swing towards older people. At the moment, it's in younger people who have less severe symptoms of the disease, but if it does spread to older people, it's possible that actually we're going to see even higher levels of hospitalizations and death, because we know people in the over 65 age range are the people who are more likely to get severely ill from this and then to go on to die.
So we're looking in advance of 50,000 new cases a day potentially, and given that, was making this allowance for Christmas a mistake, do you think?
So I think, and this is what we at Independent Sage have been saying ever since the government decided to make these Christmas relaxations, is that the Christmas mixing restrictions should always have been contingent on the levels of infection. The government's Christmas plans have given the green light for people to meet up with each other, irrespective of case numbers. And that's actually had a discernible impact on people's plans. There have been polls by YouGov suggesting that the number of people who plan to meet up has doubled since they made their initial plans, from 1 in 6 to 1 in 3 people planning to meet up. So, and we're hearing today that that's even higher. So, I think it's a mistake, and certainly being so stringent about not reviewing it is another mistake.
What about mitigating factors? The post-Christmas lockdowns, for example, that Northern Ireland and Wales have already committed to, could that make a difference?
I mean, that might be necessary if cases rise. What I would say is that we need to have clearer messaging from the government about, if you are going to meet up, then obviously the safest way to do that is online this Christmas. If you are going to meet up in person, then do it outside. If you're going to do it indoors, then try to make it as safe as possible by ventilating, wearing masks, physical distancing, not meeting up for long periods of time. But typically what we hear from ministers is people should be careful, or they should use their judgment, or they should follow the rules. And for me, that's not good enough. People need more specific advice, because if we do have lots of people meeting up indoors, then it is likely that we are going to need to have tighter restrictions in the new year.
We're going to get onto that in just a minute, but briefly from you, Kit, what about the question of travel restrictions which are possibly being considered? Could that make a difference as well?
In terms of this new strain of the virus?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. Certainly, we've seen big rises in the South East and London, which aren't purely explained, it's difficult to know where those are coming from. It could be people changing behaviour with Christmas on the horizon. It could be a number of different factors. It's possible what we're hearing tonight is that there is this new strain of the virus which does spread more quickly. In terms of how effective a travel restriction from areas in the southeast would be, it really depends where this virus has actually spread to already, and how tight those travel restrictions could be. But obviously, yeah, stopping people mixing between low and high areas is usually a sensible idea when it comes to this virus.
Dr. Kit Yates, thanks very much. So with these new